today indeed, for God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Today's scripture reading includes Philippians 3:13. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Recently, we had the privilege of having our two youngest grandchildren here for a week-long visit. We found delight even in preparing for their time here, and that included getting out a frog face toothbrush holder, a cute foam soap dispenser, along with a pig-designed soap dish. As these were put into their proper places on the bathroom sink ledge, a memory of a past soap dish came to mind. This soap dish was used long ago when our family had moved into a small apartment here in the United States while we were on furlough back from mission work in Africa. Our budget was small, our time in the States was short, and so we made do in several areas. For some reason, I did not want to spend money on a container to hold our kitchen soap, sink plug, and scrub brush. So improvising, we used what was available, a wedding gift that we had obviously chosen not to take to use in Africa. It was a Limoges China butter dish. Yes, can you believe that? All year long, there was this expensive, beautiful China butter dish on the side of our kitchen sink holding an old scrubbing brush and tiny pieces of used soap. What a waste, you might say. And that is very true, but it worked. It held the brush, sink plugs, and soap pieces just fine. And whenever it was time to clean the kitchen area, I would wash the butter dish and think how lovely it was. But does something strike you wrong with this solution? Within the biography of Bob Pierce, founder of World Vision and Samaritan's Purse, the reader comes to know Bob's desire to not simply rest with the good, but to wisely choose the best. Our good China butter dish did work for a soap dish, but that was probably not the best use of it. Although during the year it was not broken, it was so used the colors in the design were not as bright as before. There also was a tiny chip on one edge, and later my children would have rebelled afterwards at the thought of using it for its true purpose and being served butter on a soap dish. Sometimes we maybe need a reminder to seek the best in each day, to ask the Lord for wisdom to enable us not just be used, but how to be best used, to look for the best way to spend our time, energy, finances, and minds in order that nothing is lost unnecessarily or becomes dull and ordinary. Instead, may each of us reach toward the unique goal and purpose toward that which God has called us. That way there'll be no regrets in the future that we missed out on the best purpose of living this very day. The American poet and diplomat James R. Lowell said, quote, "Thank God every morning when you get up that you have something to do that day which must be done whether you like it or not," end quote. And in years past, my husband would have added, "Then give it your best shot." Perhaps the next day when we reach for soap on the sink, perhaps the next time we reach for the soap on a sink, we will remember to seek the best of the day, to focus on the words of Philippians 3:13. "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have a plan for each moment in every day of our lives. Lord, give us wisdom how to seek what is best for these moments. Do not let us be content with the ordinary when the extraordinary is possible with your strength and guidance. Do not let us regret missed opportunities. Teach us how to press on when we are tired, to seek your help when we are weak, and Lord, to listen to your voice when we are discouraged, knowing that we can do our best through you who gives us strength. Thank you, Lord.